This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The major party candidates for the presidency have spent a lot of time lately debating about debating, while the minor party candidates have tried valiantly to engage the debate debaters in a debate about whether the debates should include minor party candidates. And in the midst of all this, Senator Sam Splain of the Enough Party has tried once again to separate himself from the crowd by taking an unexpected stand on the issue. Jennifer Hamster reports.
While most third-party candidates are trying to get into the debates, Senator Spleen says he's determined to get out. In a major speech on a rainy afternoon at Pandering College, the senator demanded that the Federal Forum Fellowship guarantee that his name will not appear on any list of candidates for any debate, joint appearance, or symposium.
If invited, I will not attend. If included, I will not participate. If rebutted, I will not respond. Why? Because debates are boring. And you know what? The candidates are boring. And I didn't get into this to bore the American people. If I wanted to bore the American people, I'd have my own show on NPR.
Surprising statements came as the Pandering College quad filled up with students and their families in line for dormitory assignments. The idea of having them hear a political speech while they waited was part of the college's election year political awareness focus. Afterwards, many said they hadn't heard of Spleen, but came away with a positive impression, especially when he talked about his campaign's goals and values.
My campaign is about television that entertains. And wonderful old programs you love, not dumb, windy debates. My campaign is not about telling people what they want to hear. My campaign is about opening doors. Opening doors to enlightenment, opening doors to entertainment, opening the doors to these dorms so your students can move in and start getting their education. And so the rest of you moms and dads and baby brothers and sisters can go.
The Pandering College crowd reacted with such enthusiasm, it raised the question, has Spleen tapped into something powerful? Political analyst Robert Bloviate thinks so.
The polls show that people want to be entertained. They need to be entertained. And a couple of guys talking, well, that just won't do it. Seeing somebody get whopped, that's what the people want. And in this day and age, that means televised wrestling, not a political debate.
But when TV promotes political debates, they try to present it as a contest, a match, a battle where someone really could be humiliated and disgraced, and someone else could emerge the obvious winner.
But experience has shown us that a political debate doesn't have enough whopping going on to hold the attention of the American people. And for Senator Spleen to reject debates, not on any lofty grounds, but because they're boring, well, that sounds true to most people. And it's very smart marketing, since they won't let him in the debates anyway.
Jennifer, this is a radical position Senator Spleen is taking on the debates. I mean, does it have a chance?
No. No, it's all a waste of time. My time, your time, his time.
Really?
Spleen hasn't got a prayer, but I spend my life covering him. Why? I don't know. Must be money.
Huh. Well, so you think he hasn't got a chance,
well,
then?
Well, I have no idea. I'm not Madam Swami. I'm a reporter, not a handicapper. You know, if you want to treat our great national agony of picking a president like some football pool, be my guest, but don't ask me to contribute, all right? The field is full of goofballs, and anything could happen.
Goofballs.
I have no idea how this is going to turn out. I said goofballs. See, that's why we supposedly study up on the issues and have elections.
Well, but the polls
say... Oh, don't get me started on the polls, Connolly. I think they should be illegal, and should be working as a receptionist. Not to insult receptionists.
Yeah. Jennifer, is this conversation the one we were supposed to have after your story? Because I'm not seeing any of this on my script.
Oops. What? Is this mic open? Oh, I had no idea. It must be going around this week. Sorry. All the mean things I just said were intended to be private conversation. I'd apologize, but you weren't supposed to hear them. So shame on you.
Our chief political correspondent, Jennifer Hamster. Thanks.
Going for coffee.